It is Friday, February 18th, 2011. This is Aaron Smith, the art guy, and you are listening to the Academic Aesthetic and Academic Tech podcasts. Plural, because I'm posting this on two different sites. It's been a while since I recorded a car cast, so I thought I'd do one. The benefits of having a phone capable of having a speakerphone function is I can use this wonderful app called AndRecorder, which will run on pretty much any Android-powered phone, to record using the phone's built-in microphone any audio I want to record. And the quality isn't that great, but it's good enough for a podcast, especially if I want to get my thoughts down real quick. So here we go. This is a great way to save time. We have passed the mid-year mark for the STEP program, the Sharing Technology with Educators program, and we got back our mid-year reviews, our mid-year observations, where pretty much the people doing the observations took a look at what we had in our podcast feeds and they offered comments on them. My review was pretty good. I'm very pleased with it. Apparently, I need to include more art with my audio podcast. I was not including pictures along with the MP3 file, so I should probably do that a little more, which I feel kind of bad at. Bad for being someone known as the art guy. I should be including art with my podcast, shouldn't I? The comment that really got me was they referred to me as the tag student. Now, the thing about tag, and I'm saying this as someone who was tag in middle school, and actually elementary through high school, I was a tag student. The thing that got me with that is telling an adult they're the tag student is not always a compliment. Tag students will, for those of you who are educators, you probably already know, if they don't feel motivated and challenged in one area, they will find a way to challenge themselves. This can lead to behavior problems. It can lead to exceptional work, which was done while thinking outside the box. This can lead to other things. I very often think outside the box, apparently. I look at something and say, well, what could I do with this? And it's not always the prescribed way of doing things. It's not always the cookie cutter, this will work for everyone, so let's do this way of doing things. And apparently my ADD has been kicking in a bit. I'm rather scattered, and that was a comment that was made as well. I have made podcasts in so many different areas. It looks like I'm doing a whole variety of things. And they were wondering if I could try to narrow it down. What happened here is we lost sight of what the theme of the Academic Aesthetic and Academic Tech podcasts are. And by we, I mean all of us. I had originally planned these podcasts to be showing my journey, my thoughts, as I go through being a technology teacher in a creative and performing arts academy. Academic Aesthetic has always been showing my thoughts on art, education, and technology. Academic Tech was meant to show the background stuff. I am involved in a lot of different things. I do Teachers 2.0. I do podcasts with my students. I do a podcast with my photo club. I do digital art with the students in my classes. And Academic Aesthetic and Academic Tech are meant to show what's happening behind the scenes, what my thought processes are, what I'm aiming for when I do various things. Part of showing behind the scenes involves showing the final product. So I threw in several podcasts. If you've been listening to the Academic Tech podcast, you've seen those podcasts. If you've been listening to specifically the Academic Aesthetic feed, you haven't heard those, unless you've gone to other particular areas and heard them from there. That made it sound like I was just switching gears constantly, where, oh, I'm going to do this show now, and, oh, I'm going to do this show now. Now, these are shows that have been going on for a while. but here's some finished products so you know the areas that I'm heading in. The theme of this stream is not Teachers 2.0, which is another podcast to do. The theme of the stream is not Podcasting with My Photo Club, which is another stream. The theme of this show is not the homework I give to my students via podcast form, which is another show. The theme of this show is how I get to that point and why I'm thinking about that point. And perhaps it was a mistake for me to include those in their unedited forms. I probably should have made some type of audio collage where I spoke about my, and I did introduce them all with a podcast and then put them into the feed. But I probably should have, instead of doing it that way, created a podcast that was me introducing, okay, well, here's an excerpt from my Photo Club podcast, and given that excerpt, and then wrapped up, okay, well, this is what I've been doing with it, this is how it's going with that, and then done it that way, and that would have stuck with the theme of the Academic Tech and Academic Aesthetic podcasts. I didn't do that. I just threw them in there with a podcast in front of it that said, oh, by the way, here's some other podcasts. Something that I've seen a lot, and I've been seeing it since I started integrating art into the classroom, is that teachers will look at something that is not their subject area and say, I don't have time to teach that. And it's a very valid concern when you look at the curriculum framework guide. It says, okay, you should be teaching these lessons at these times. This is what we want you to cover. And if you follow those, you're pretty much in the clear. The thing is, it's a framework guide, but there's no rule that says they have to be followed spot on. There is room for flexibility. If you have a lesson that you can do that will cover the same objectives, you are, unless you're violating other rules, allowed to do it. When I came into classrooms and I started teaching, okay, well, here's how to reinforce your lesson on fractions with an origami lesson, or here's how to reinforce your lesson on the War of 1812 with oil pastel renderings, or any of those things, or here's how to reinforce your lesson on chemistry with a wax resist, crayons, and watercolors. I was showing how to teach that curriculum, their language arts curriculum, or their social studies curriculum, or their math curriculum, with things that I had done the planning for them. They didn't have to take time out of their schedule to do the planning. This was a lesson where they could do the exact same lesson the following year and say, okay, well, I hit these objectives with this lesson. But it's still a hurdle. People, if they have not done it, if they have not tried it, if they don't get used to it, look at it and say, oh, that's so hard. Someone who has been playing the piano for years can sit down and play the piano. Someone who has been playing the violin for years can sit down, tune the violin, and play the violin. Someone who has been teaching art integration for years can sit down and just integrate art. Will they have more effective lessons given planning time? Yes, of course they will. Could they do something on the fly if they were put to it and had to do it? I would argue if they're a good art integrator, yes. Yes, they definitely can. Now take the word art and replace it with technology. If you are a good technology integrator, you don't sit down and say, I don't have time to integrate technology into this lesson. That thought does not occur to you. You're just doing it. And frankly, if you're doing it right, it doesn't take more time. It will take less time. What I often tell my students is that technology is meant to make our lives easier. The first hunters would not have started using pointy sticks to keep their prey from running away from them if it didn't make their lives easier. If technology makes your life harder, someone is doing something wrong. Now, it could be you that's implementing the technology wrong. It could be the person who created that particular technology that is not maintaining it correctly. I'm not singling any one person out for doing something wrong, but if the technology is making your life harder, something's not right. And part of what I'm trying to show with these podcasts is, look, these are actually easy to do. I hope that I don't hear people saying, wow, you have so many podcasts. I do them, but they're so difficult. I like showing how easy they are. I do hear people say that. It gets easier with practice. It gets easier if you're using the right application for the right tool. It gets easier once you find a rhythm that works for you. And the setup that I use is not the setup for everyone. I think outside the box, and I understand this. The box is a very comfortable place to be. And the box works. That's why people like to be in the box, because it works. It's comfortable and it works. But it doesn't work for everyone. So it is my hope that by listening to these podcasts, people start to understand, oh, he's able to do all of these because they're easier, because things can be streamlined. There are similarities between my projects. I don't do a whole lot of editing for the Teachers 2.0 podcast. When I record it, I will very often record it live. I'll go on Ustream. There's a Teachers 2.0 Ustream account. And I'll record it live, and with very little editing, that's what I will put up on the site. The podcast for my photo club, same thing. Now, I'll cut off the beginning and the end of it, but otherwise, that is unedited. If a student makes a comment, the student comment gets in, so provided they spoke up enough. This podcast is not going to get edited as much. I might edit out that tractor trailer you heard earlier, because that was a long gap where you basically just heard a large truck next to me. But this podcast will go up with very little editing. I'm able to do more because I'm not spending all my time re-listening and re-listening and re-listening and making the podcast perfect. The first podcasts were not perfect. Not by a long shot. They were people who were pretty much just sitting down in front of a computer with a microphone and speaking. And then they took what they spoke and they put it on the internet. Sometimes they put in bumper music, sometimes they didn't. And that's where I learned to start podcasting. Nowadays, people want more polish. There are companies out there like NPR and Nova Science Now and Discover that put out these incredibly polished shows that were professionally done. Professional means somebody paid to do that. I don't think a podcast needs to be that polished. It needs to be communication. Once you get that conversation started, you're good. Now, I will put in music because I like the aesthetic of it. I don't think a podcast needs it. I don't put music in my homework assignments for my students because I don't think it needs it. My students aren't going to listen to my podcast for the nice music. They're listening to it for the homework. Maybe I should edit it more. Maybe I should put that in there. I think my students appreciate the fact that they can listen to it for 3 minutes and they're done. Well, I've rambled on enough on a few topics. So hopefully this little brain dump was interesting to you. If you want to get a hold of me, there are a variety of ways of doing so. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com. You can go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. You can find me on Twitter at theartguy. And I'm sure there's more, but my mind is failing me right now. It's starting to rain, and I've got to pick up my wife's medications at CVS Pharmacy, which is where I am right now. That is not an ad. That just happens to be the closest pharmacy to where we live. So until next time, stay subscribed fairly well. And next time I think I'll tell you about another podcast that I've started doing. Bye.